Hello. Where was this place you referred me to? The wages that they're offering me were far less than what I'm paying for the janitor. No, thank you very much. But if you hear of any other jobs, then please give me a call. Take care. Goodbye.
Hey, Behzad. My lord. Your food is getting cold. Aren't you going to come?
You know, they're right when they say, there's no place like home.
Come on,
well,
already.
Well.
Here you are, our first lunch together in our own home. Isn't that nice?
It looks and smells great. I have to eat it to see how it tastes.
Here, let me serve you. Is that enough?
Thanks. Well. It tastes really great as well.
Hope
the saltiness and taste is perfect, and it's set very well. Terrific. Start eating already.
What news? Did you look for work
still? Yeah, I went to a few companies.
And?
They're either going bankrupt, or they're laying off workers.
So what do you want to do now?
Don't worry, I'll eventually find a job somewhere.
Behzad?
Yes?
Promise not to get upset if I say something.
Don't tell me that you want to tell me you ordered the food.
No, man, I made this myself.
Well, what then?
I went to Nikar's office today. He agreed to let me go back to work there.
I told you 1,000 times that I don't like that guy. I don't want you to work there. And besides, weren't we supposed to consult each other before making any decisions?
Yes. Forgive me. I'm sorry, it's my fault. But, well, Behzad, what choice do we have? I thought I'd go there until you find a good job. After that, I'll leave. If you say no right now, I won't work there at all.
No matter what it takes, I have to take back my father's rights from my uncle. If that happens, then everything will be fine.
It won't. As long as me and you don't come out of this cocoon we've woven around ourselves, nothing is going to happen.
So, what do you want from me?
I want you to be a man and stick out your chest and tell the world you've gotten married and you're living happily with the woman you love.
My darling, we've already talked about this, haven't we?
Yes, but let's talk about it one more time. Believe me, Behzad, as long as this cat and mouse game continues, me and you have no chance of progressing.
Just give me 2 or 3 weeks. Let me do what I need to do, and then we'll go and announce to the world that we've gotten married, all right?
It's just, whatever you want to do, just do it quickly, Behzad. When I set foot in my house, I have to answer 100 people about where I was and who I was with. You've come at night. You've come home late. One of the reasons I went to Nikar for my job back was exactly that. I thought at least when I come here to my home, I can say, I was at work. I was following up on someone's case.
Did that jerk say anything about me?
No. It was just talk about work and the problems that have come up at the firm during this time.
So why aren't you eating?
Well, I will. Why are you just eating rice? Here, just let me put some stew on for you.
That's enough.
Hope you enjoy.
What is it, Mr. Hedari? I'll be right with you. No problem.
Come in.
What did you need, Mr. Hedari?
Look, Mr. Firouz Anvar, I hired you here because I thought, considering your experience and your creativity, I could make some serious changes in our system of advertisement. But unfortunately, the things in front of me prove otherwise.
But you ordered these things yourself.
In fact, that's exactly what my problem is. If whatever I say is going to be performed, then what's the need for your presence? I'll go and get an apprentice. He'll get lower wages and he'll have more motivation.
Mr. Hedari, I know how to do my job.
Then show me that you know it. Use your experience and creativity. Give me something that'll blow my socks off.
With a hungry stomach and an empty pocket? Mr. Hedari, pay me what you owe me and then I'll surprise you.
Are you blackmailing me, Mr. Firouz Anvar?
No, I'm not blackmailing you, Mr. Hedari. I've been telling you for 3 months that I haven't been paid yet. I've got problems. I need money. Do you understand?
I understand, Mr. Firouz Anvar. You were managing an advertisement company, so you should get to know these things better.
Yes?
Look here, I haven't had any income for a while, just like everyone else here. But I can give you some of what you're owed out of my own pocket.
No, that's all right. I don't need any charity from you. You can either pay me what you owe me or settle my account and I leave.
Unfortunately, our company's situation is like this. Is that your final word?
Yes, I have problems. I certainly can't work for free.
All right, whatever you prefer. But I don't have it right now. You'll have to let me coordinate it with accounting, and I'll tell them to contact you to come settle up at the first opportunity.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Here you are.
What's this?
The file for Miss Siddicott. I had a hard time finding it. It had fallen under the drawer.
She's got an attorney to get custody of the child from me.
Your wife?
You already know we've been divorced for 7 years and you still call her my wife.
I'm sorry. So how does she plan on doing it?
The laws of that damned place allow her to do it. It's a joke. I gave her the child with my own two hands. Don't get offended now, but when they say women are made up of 10 parts and 9 of them are trickery and deceit, it's true.
Yes. Look, Mr. Nakar, can I ask something of you?
What is it?
Can you give me Miss Siddercut's case? I really need the money.
Has Mr. Davoodi's case reached a conclusion yet?
No. There's some tax problems that have to be taken care of first.
Then whenever you finish that, you can come for this one.
Well, I can follow up on another case on the side, so I have the income.
It seems you didn't hear what I said. Everything has its turn.
Very well. With your permission.
Go ahead.
Hey, taxi.
Where to?
Call Hack.
How much will you give?
I'll take care of you.
Get in. Hello there, ma'am. Well, hello there, Mr. Shakuri.
Hello.
How have you been, man?
I haven't heard from you in ages. Don't tell me a problem's come up for you.
No, I've just caught up with the problems of daily life and work. The truth is my wife's been a little under the weather, so she goes to her mother's house for the nights. What news of Kurosh?
He and his wife are busy with studies and university. In fact, whenever he calls, he asks about
you. That's kind of him. Give him my regards.
Of course I will, sure. By the way, Bezard, I put the electricity and the phone bills behind your door, all right?
Thank you very much.
And 30,000 tomans for your monthly charges.
Yes. Of course, I'll pay it to you along with the house payment at the same time.
I really am sorry, Bezard. I know, of course, that you're hard up. I know you're hurting, but the bank doesn't care about these things.
Yes.
Every day that the mortgage is late incurs late fees.
Yes.
And right now it's 3 months behind.
Again, I apologize. The problem is with me, but I'll get it together within a day or two and give it to you.
All right, that's no problem. Anyhow, Bizarre, don't get upset with me.
No way, ma'am.
I really like you.
That's kind of you.
Give my regards to your family.
That's very kind of you. I'm at your service, with your permission.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, how are you? Good day to you. Hello, how are you?
Hello there,
Hello,
Aunt.
Hello, my darling. You well?
Fine,
as
thanks.
Soon as you called, I put off the rest of my shopping for later.
I'm sorry I disturbed you.
Not at all. I'm glad you're here.
Allow me to help you.
No, I'll take it. Come in, please come in. So it's like that. He calls 10 times a day.
Maybe even more. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
He just calls all the time. 2 days ago, after waiting so long, it was my turn to go to the autopsy room.
And
as soon as I picked up the forceps, my cell phone rang. You have no idea how embarrassed I was.
You must really be attached to each other.
Yes, we are attached. But we're certainly not in love. After 3 months, our relationship has become like a habit. Just repetitive. A cold and boring world with nothing in it but empty and repetitive words. We've become two parallel lines, running next to each other. But our paths never seem to cross. Please help me, Aunt. I'm scared of this uncertain relationship.
What's wrong, my darling?
It's hard, Aunt. It's hard to promise your heart to someone you don't love. I can't be so selfish. I can't promise him a happy future when I've been waiting for someone else for such a long time.
Who's that someone else? Bezard?
Ever since I was a child, my world's been with him. I can't destroy it so easily. I just can't. I can't.
Have you told him about it? Well, so you expect me to intervene for you? You mean on your behalf? Oh, my darling. Have your tea for now. Then we'll see what we can do.
Bezard? Bez... I'm sorry, did I wake you?
Hello.
Sleeping now.
What time is it?
You want tea or coffee?
A glass of cold water, please.
All right.
When did you get in?
Just right now. What happened at work? Did they pay you?
No, man. They won't pay me. They just give orders. That guy doesn't have 2 cents to his name, but has such high expectations.
Well, it's not right like this. I don't know. We'll have to think of something else. Here.
I thought about it. Thank you very much.
What?
From tomorrow after work, I'm going to pick up passengers with my car.
Pick up passengers?
Yeah. It's not so bad, is it? Huh? What? Are you upset?
No. I just don't like my educated husband to have to pick up passengers.
Darling, it's just temporary. Once things turn around for us, picking up passengers will be over with us. What did you do today?
Nothing. Just wasting time at the office.
Yes, but when you're enjoying yourself, then it's not wasting time. Manucha would always say that.
All right, you don't need to make a speech. Go wash your hands and face so you wake up. Your eyes have gotten really puffy from sleeping so much.
Yeah, really. It's a good idea. By the way, what news of Sina? What happened with his album?
He's following up with it still. He's not doing too bad. Bezard?
What?
A few weeks has become 3 months. When do you want to tell them?
I promise to tell them everything in a few days. Promise.
Yes? Hello there, Aunt. How are you? Thank you, we're fine. We're having dinner. No, not at all. What a thing to say. Yes? Please don't take the trouble. Hold on for a moment. Excuse me. It's Aunt. She's invited us over to her house for dinner on the weekend. What should I say? Tell her some other time.
In fact, it's a good idea. Tell her that she shouldn't go out of her way, but we'll definitely be there.
Sure. Auntie, you said on the weekend, right? We'll be there. Just please don't put yourself to any trouble, all right? If you need anything, Nagai's at your service. Take care now. Goodbye.
If she's invited Mardokht and her children, then I'm not going. I'm telling you now. Why are you eating it plain? Let me give you some chicken.
Who was it?
Arash.
So why didn't you answer?
I told him before that I wouldn't answer if I'm at work or eating a meal. It's not a big deal.
I think the two of you have gotten to know each other enough by now. It's time to give your decision so we can get on with it.
Give me a few days, Father, and I will.
Just keep wasting time until he leaves.
Here you go. So he leaves. There's plenty of suitors for her.
Listen, Nagar.
Yes?
Instead of meddling and interfering, give a call to Mr. Chiragi and tell him to go purchase the supplies. There's a rumor that the dollar's going up.
Daddy, if you think the dollar will go up before I finish my food, I'll go right now, all right? Otherwise, let me do it after dinner, please.
Well, don't cheeky. Get cute.
Hello.
Hello. Where were you? You're late. I was really worried.
Traffic. There was heavy traffic.
All right. I'll heat up your food while you wash
it's
up.
It's all right. Thanks anyways. But I ate something already.
Hello.
Hello, Soraya.
You
How
right?
are you? Good. Hello.
Well, hello. Huh? Please.
No, thanks.
He's been acting really strange for some time now. Is there traffic this time of night? During the day, he says he goes to work. But where is he working that they haven't paid him a penny all this time? And at night he usually comes home late, and he says that he's already eaten. What the hell is he up to?
Yes, you're right. Tell Manucha to come here in a minute.
Right away. Manucha? You just had dinner half an hour ago.
Too much on my mind, darling. Do you know what a deep connection there is between being unemployed and being hungry?
All right, now. Go see what Mum wants with you.
Sure.
Come.
What? Yes, Mother.
Manucha, dear.
What is it?
I want to ask something of you.
Go ahead.
You're not working and you have the time. So I want you to follow Behzad around for a few days without him finding out to see where he goes. Who he goes to see exactly and what he does. I'm really starting to get worried about him, you know.
Mother dear, he'll find out and it'll be bad for all of us.
Don't worry, I'll take responsibility.
All right, even though I'm very opposed to it, but since you want it, sure, okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night to you.
Good night. Wake me up when you go to work in the morning. Wake me up.
All right.
Soraya. You've seen it in the movies. This detective work and following someone around has expenses. Give me some money.
What expenses?
Man, at least I'll have to get a taxi. Otherwise, he's going to get away from me. You understand?
All right now. You found a good excuse.
Hmm. Hmm.
Those actors make really good money. That guy's in all these shows, too. Look at that car over there, the beige one, that one.
So?
So when I tell you to follow him, follow him. He's coming,
what?
He's coming.
Man, following someone has different rates.
Then I'll take care of you. Let's get going. Come in.
Did you need me for something, Mr. Nikar?
This has to go to the appeals court.
And?
Take a look at it. See if everything is all right so you can take care of it.
Me?
No, me. Didn't you want to work? So here it is. What are you waiting for?
Thank you very much. You can be sure I can handle it. With your permission.
What's on your hand?
It's the file.
I'm not talking about the file. What's that ring on your finger?
This isn't anything at all. It's just a trick so that no one bothers me. Anyhow, you know better yourself. In this day and age, a girl my age, coming and going on the streets with 1,000 eyes on me, well, it's hard. With your permission.
Let me see, Mrs. Zarnia.
Yes?
What's your problem?
Excuse me?
What's wrong? Why has your attitude changed so much?
My attitude hasn't changed. It's just your imagination.
Yes, your attitude has changed. You're not the same person you were before. You're anxious, you're impatient, you're worried.
It's because of financial problems. Once I get some money, I'll be fine.
You've become disorganized. You run away from work. You don't follow up your cases like you did before.
What can I say? I've got some family problems, but they'll be resolved.
You have to pay careful attention when you're lying.
I'm not lying to you, Mr. Nikar. I'm sorry for saying this, but in my opinion, the person that's changed is you. You've become impatient. Your attitude has changed.
Yes. These days, I've got a lot on my mind.
Because of Gazelle.
Yes. I can't imagine living my life without Gazelle. She's everything to me.
I know it's very difficult for you, but I wish you could look at this situation a bit more rationally. Mr. Nikar, if you can't get her back, you should come up with an excuse to come to terms with it. I don't know. Maybe you can imagine she's grown up and you've sent her there for studies.
That's so stupid.
Yes, I know. But unfortunately, she's gone. This way, you're only hurting yourself. If her mother won't let her come, at least you can go and see her.
Yes, but... But I won't allow that woman to take away the only joy in my life. I will get her back. Whatever it takes, I'll get her back. Don't you want to answer your phone? It might be one of your clients.
It's from home.
Give them my regards.
With your permission. Hold on, Mom. Hello there, Mother dear.
Argivan, Argivan, get yourself home quickly. Sina's gone mad.
Sina, stop it.
She's breaking everything in the house.
How come? What's happened?
Sina's become an addict.
Sina, please!
Just please don't say anything to him till I get there. Goodbye. Oh, God.
کدوم خسته هم کدوم جنون
کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن